Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is a weekly punk rock show, We All Fall Down. My name is Tim, and welcome to the show, my friends. It's been a pretty good change from the if you were listening to the Dunkin' Donuts, and we had a very nice and very quiet lady singing, and then the Flatliners came on with a very fast and yelling type of song. So yeah, that's the beauty of CITR. We have so many different radio shows, eclectic music tastes, different people doing different shows. So from Dunkin' Donuts, welcome to the We All Fall Down punk rock show here on CITR 101.9 FM. Today I'll be playing lots of Canadian and mostly local music because we have a SOCAN monitoring here at CITR. What does it mean? That we in Canada we have Canadian content law, and I think the exact number is 35% of the music shows have to have Canadian content on air. I don't even know the exact number because my number is always bigger than that. I play lots of local and Canadian music, and I think my number is around 50, something like that, 50%. So, but today will be almost 100% Canadian show, and I think like 90% or something local music, bands from Vancouver, and local bands. So I just I think it's a good idea to celebrate local music. Let's start. Okay, first of all, we heard the Flatliners. It was a song called July August Reno from their album, which came out in 2007. The name of the album, Great Awake. Let's continue the playing music for you. Let's start with a local band called Invasives, and I'd like you to play a song called 101 Damnations, and that's a song from the band's self-titled album. So let's listen. This is the Invasives, and this is the punk rock show, We All Fall Down. We'll be right back.
$19 beer. Meatheads walking over here. They're kicking us out of the town. Oh, that's it, fucking heavy. Announcers with tiny dicks. We're jumping on the 96. We're going to Main Street now. Pints of lager overflow. Way, hey, Ivanhoe. It is your big place to go. Way, shitter. And I'm lit like a Christmas tree. Order two and they bring you three. You can't put a price on your health. No! Cause the band is jumping and the music fills the air. We're tripping right downstairs. We're going to Main Street now. Price on lager overflow. Way, hey, Ivanhoe. It's the only place to go. Way, hey, Ivanhoe. I know this city's down on the tree. Go out with a shanty and a scream. Party's over, so we say our long goodbyes. Fall right out of paradise. They're kicking us out on the town. Oh, don't look any further. We're going out into the night. Robson's pissed, Grandpa's shite. We're going to Main Street now. Pints of lager overflow. Way, hey, Ivanhoe. It is the only place to go. Way, and I scream, Ivanhoe!
No sacrificing, no compromising. No compromising, no jeopardizing, no sacrificing, no compromising, no jeopardizing, no poison in the clubhouse, no poison in the clubhouse, no poison in the clubhouse. No poison in the, 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 no poison in the clubhouse,
no poison in the,
no poison in the clubhouse,
no poison in the,
no poison in the clubhouse,
no poison in the,
no poison in the clubhouse.
Just one time. Dance to the Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Norman Otis Richmond, a Toronto-based journalist, is one of the main advocates in Canada for the renaming of Black History Month as African Liberation Month. He is the longtime producer and host of the radio programs Saturday Morning Live, Diasporic Music, and From a Different Perspective. His words have been heard through the studios of CIUT, CHIN, CFNY, CBC, and CKLN, and read on countless newspapers and blogs. In 1992, Otis was the recipient of the Toronto Arts Award and dedicated it to Mumia Abu-Jamal, Assata Shakur, and Geronimo Pratt, the African National Congress of South Africa, Fidel Castro, and the people of Cuba.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to the radio show The Wheel Fall Down on the radio station CITR 101.9 FM and on the internet CITR.ca. We just heard a commercial or like radio ad for the Black History Month. That's February. And I will be doing a special episode of Wheel Fall Down, and it will be themed around the Black History Month. And I'm really, like, I spent the whole, not the whole weekend, but like I spent quite a lot of time last weekend getting ready for the show, because I have to do lots of research. But it's coming along, and for, I think, not the next show, but the show after will be all, for the Black History Month. So there will be Black punk rock bands, and it will be, it's super interesting to do the research. Anyway, so that was some kind of little bit of commercial or like for the upcoming episodes. Today I'm playing for you local music because we have So Can Monitoring on CITR, and let me tell you what I've played for you. Last song, it was by the great local band called Transmitters from their collection of singles called Busy Singles, and it was a track called Dancing in the Front Row. Before that, we heard local baseball heroes called Isotopes, the band, they only sing about baseball. We heard a song called Poison in the Clubhouse from their 7-inch called Heat Seeker. Before that, we heard the Dreadnoughts. That was a song called Ivanhoe, about the pub on Main Street, and it was from their album Victory Square. And I opened this block of local music with the band Invasives. It was a song from their self-titled album, and it was a song called 101 Damnations. Yeah, so that was all local talent, and it's very, very good. Let's continue on. Next block, I'd like to open the song from Cambridge, a local punk rock band, and I'd like you to play it at a track from their second release, a song called Problems and Solutions, and the name of the album, A Growing Chorus Against. So let's listen. This is local band Cambridge, and this is their song, Problems and Solutions.
What part of the story here is hard to understand? Do you so long to create martyrs? We're brought to the test, the best of the best, and then we die with the rest. You create the problem and a further solution to teach the world a lesson. And this is how it's going to be for the rest of our days. We forsake in our dignity. If you're trapped in a cell in the desert, a homeless on the street looking monstrous dead. Without food, without water, without basic human rights, without a sense of due process in sight. This is happening when you're
30 a.m., I still haven't
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beach Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Black History Month is the brainchild of the great African-American historian and activist Carter G. Woodson. Born in 1975, Woodson grew up recognizing that the history of African Americans, along with other cultures, were being ignored or misrepresented. Originating in Chicago as Negro History Week in 1926, Black History Month reached official status in Canada by 1995. This was mainly through the efforts of two women, the first Black Canadian woman elected to Parliament, the Honorable Jean Augustine, and Rosemary Sadlier, president of the Ontario Black History Society. Get out and really hustle. This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM. Eventually I'll be left behind if I don't get a move on. Gotta put my shoes on
while I'm... Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station, and this radio station is CITR, and the dial on the radio thing is 101.9 FM or CITR.ca. This is internet, and internet is helpful to a certain extent. I guess something like that. Anyway, let me tell you what I've played for you. I've played to you quite a lot of music, and it's all local stuff from here, from this city of Vancouver. The last song we heard it was by Jesse Lubardet. Jesse, he is a frontman and guitarist in a local band, Cambridge. That was a song called Little Mountain, probably one of my favorite Jesse's song. Little Mountain, that was a two-song EP which came out this summer, and yes, this is the story of this song. Before that, we heard local ska heroes Bonderis from their self-titled album, and it was a song called Bad Reaction. Before that, we heard a local hardcore band called Anchoress. It was a song from their debut album which came out last year called Set Sail, and we heard a track called Coral Bones. Before that, we heard Raised by Apes from their album Destination Nowhere, and it was a track called Drug Test. Before that, we heard one of the best punk bands in Canada called The Rebel Spell, and it was their hit called 4:30 AM from their second studio album Days of Rage. And I opened this block of punk rock music for you of the song by Cambridge, Jesse's Lubardet's main band, from their second release called A Growing Chorus Against, and it was a song called Problems and Solution. There's also a video on the website called YouTube for this song. You can watch it, if you don't want to, you don't have to do that. It's just a video for the song by Cambridge. Let's continue playing music for you. Local stuff, Canadian stuff. Let me play you some Live in the Blinds. I'd like you to play a Regret song from their album Holy Shit. And I also have a request from one of the regular listeners to play for you. And it's a Canadian band, so it fits in the format of the show. So let's start with Live in the Blinds, then a couple other bands, and then a request. So let's listen. This is a Regret song from Live in the Blinds.
Cause you were never worth. And you don't have to say those mean things when you curse me out on the end of the telephone. Now I'm staring at my shoes going all the way. Oh, 'cause I'm breaking down and the cracks, well, they start to show. Raise your glass and toast to the man.
Shots of bourbon up in the bar, so I can rack like the devil on this him big guitar. Tell your gals and pals to go from near and far, yeah. I'm gonna rock, gonna drink till I can't stand up no more. And if you wanna have fun, better step inside through the front row. Baby, I come blow your mind. We got a rock show, freak show, raging on fire tonight. Yeah.
every time of my life and this whole ass real. I won't be satisfied till I get my fill. She keep on saying she won't, baby, and I know she will. And if you wanna keep it, better hold on tight, because I think she's going on with Mr. Hooch tonight. With our rock and roll freak show raging on Friday night. Here I come now, look out. Straight back to hell with our rock and roll freak show raging on Friday night, yeah, yeah, with our rock and roll, ooh, freak show, ooh, rock and roll, ooh, freak show, yeah, where's the rock and roll, 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 it's a rock and roll freak show raging on Friday night.
Hello, 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 you're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, and on CITR.ca. This is a weekly punk rock show, We All Fall Down, and today I'm playing local music for you. Almost everything is local, and almost everything is Canadian. The last band, it was actually one of the few bands which is not from Vancouver. It was a band, The Matadors. It was a request from John, who is the regular listener of the show and who is a host of the Red Radio, an amazing punk rock show which is on every Thursday from 10 to 11 o'clock p.m. past midnight. So there, that was Matadors, Horror Billy 9000, and it was a song called The Rock and Roll Freak Show. Thanks, John, for listening, and it was especially for you, my friend. Before that, we heard Carpenter, all the way from here, from Vancouver, the song Mean Things, and it was from their album which was released in 2010. The name of the album is Sea to Sky. The first song of this short punk rock blog was by Living the Lions from their last year's album Holy Shit, and it was a regret song. Let's move on. I don't have that much time, actually, only 5 minutes left. Let me quickly play you a couple songs by local bands which are playing this weekend. There's a really cool show this weekend at the Railway Club. The Jolts, Real Problems, Greenback High, and Crystal Swells are playing Saturday, February 4th. And I'd like you to play songs by The Jolts and Real Problems. Real Problems is a local band. I'll start with them. The band released a new album in the end of the last year called, the name of the album, Welcome to Scum City. It's an 11-track album. It's a very good punk hardcore record. If you like local punk rock, check them out. Real Problems. Yes, let me play you a song by them, and then we'll hear a track from The Jolts. I'd like you to play a song from Real Problems, and the name of the song is Officer Champion. So let's listen. This is local band Real Problems and their song Officer Champion.
Bye.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR, and this is a weekly punk rock show, We All Fall Down. I'm almost done here. Let me quickly tell you what I've played for you. It was two songs by the bands which are playing this weekend. On Saturday at the Railway Club, the Jolts, Real Problems, Greenbackheim, and Crystal Swells playing, and I played you songs by Real Problems and the Jolts. The Jolts, it was a song I Wanna Dig from their album which came out last year, and the name of the album 8%. The album came out on Sudden Death Records. Sorry. And then before that we had Real Problems, a local punk rock hardcore band from their I think it's the second release. The first one was EP, and now this is a full length. I think that's how it is. So from their full length album called Welcome to Scum City, and it was a song called Officer Champion. Both of those bands are playing at the Rail Club this Saturday. That's it. I'm done here. Robin the Inkstacks is next. A show about comics, so stay the CITR and tune in if you would like to listen to Robin's interview about comics. Stay the CITR, we have lots of exciting programming planned for you. If you like what you heard, you can check out the podcast on CITR.ca. I also discovered how to find the podcast through iTunes. I don't know how I did that, but now I know how to get the podcasts, CITR podcasts through the iTunes thing. So big success if you see an iTunes user. You can also get the podcast through this magnificent program. And I also have the blog, We All Fall Down, CITR.tumblr.com. That's a blog. I usually post there pictures of bands, song lists, and links to the episodes of this show. That's it. I'd like to finish the song by the band Clash. I said today that I will be playing only Canadian local stuff, but I was always saying almost, because I plan to do an exception, and because there's a little story behind this song, like my personal relationship to this song, I'm gonna play for you by the Clash. I used to work for the big store called HMV, the big music store. I used to work there for more than 3 years. It was a really great place to work with. There are lots of people. Everyone is passionate about music. You know, obviously, like, we all love small record stores, and some people hate big chains. But it's not about that. The sad thing that the store had to close, there are some changes in the company, but basically what does it mean? That the huge store I used to work in, like, you know, I loved working in Close Down. It's a big store. It's actually the biggest music store in Canada. Biggest entertainment store, I should say. This store was in downtown on Robson and Burrard. And yesterday we had a kind of farewell event for all the people who used to work there. It was a great night. I saw lots of people I used to work with and I haven't seen for a while. It was a really, really positive atmosphere, and it was a really great event. But at the same time, it was a sad event because our beloved music store had to close, and for lots of people it was like a second home. And really, you know, it was a great place to work, but it was all about music, all about movies, and it was great place to work, to say it at least. So I'd like you to play a song by the band The Clash, Rudy Can't Fail, and that was one of our closing songs. You know, when the store closes, 15 minutes prior to that, they do the announcement, the store's gonna be closed, and there's music. Rudy Can't Fail was a song which, you know, we used to close the store for, I guess, 2 or 3 years. It was like, you know, the song, closing song. So I like to play the song just to say a big thank you, and just to say, you know, I think that when the music stores are closing, it's really bad, because we live in the world when it's not profitable to sell CDs and stuff like that. It's kind of sad, and but I guess that's just reality. Anyway, I'd like to play the song Rudy Can't Fail by London Calling to all my friends from the store to HMV, and for all the people who own the record stores and doing a great job selling music to us music lovers. Thank you. That's it. That's it. Let's play The Clash, Rudy Can't Fail, and I'll see you next week. Thank you. Bye-bye.
like drinking a buckaroo.
Decks for some good times.
Oh yeah.
And all the girls numb.